And we're joined now by Susan Jackson. She's the most heralded gymnast in the history of Louisiana State University, the Honda Award winner in 2010. And for those unfamiliar, that's the gymnastics equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. Good morning, Susan Jackson.
Hi, good morning, Jim.
Well, good to talk with you. And speaking of the Honda Award, what is now a modern-day Honda Award, and you won it in 2010, another LSU gymnast received it this year.
Yep, Ashley Knott, who goes by Bugs, won it. Bugs, because her last name is Knott. Yeah, she won it this year, and she couldn't be more deserving of it.
Well, the pain of finishing second sometimes is harder than the pain of finishing 22nd. They just missed, and many thought that this was the year, and it's been a 40-year odyssey for Dee Dee Bro. What did you think of the Tigers' performance in St. Louis?
Oh, man. I mean, the first day, they won it. So, you know, in prelims, they won it all. And I think they came out the second day and just, you know, let the nerves maybe get to them, or maybe they were trying too hard. And so they kind of fumbled a bit on the first two events, but they brought it back on the bars and being the last two events and, you know, didn't let Florida beat them, which is great. And they fought. They fought like hell. So
yeah, three of
them. I'm proud of them. I mean,
go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, second, it is a bit painful, but we were second all year long to OU. And I mean, it is painful, but at the same time, it's not quite as painful.
Well, being second is quite an accomplishment. And yeah. If not for Oklahoma, LSU would have two straight national championships.
That's true.
Now, the arena for women's gymnastics is filled. For women's basketball, it's not filled. For men's basketball, it is not filled. This sport, after football and baseball, is certainly one of the biggest sports on campus now. And you saw that coming. You came here from the University of Houston. How did it happen?
I think a lot of things. I mean, Dee Dee is so excited about the program, and she's in the community every day talking about it, and as are the girls on the team at the time. I think social media has a big effect on it, and I think that, you know, just the talent that we've got right now, and it's exciting in the community to have a team that is bidding for the national title. So I think everything combined is just it's creating a buzz and a lot of excitement throughout the Baton Rouge community.
Now, I may have misspoke. You came from the city of Houston, and you were recruited. You started the gymnastics voyage for you at the age of three. You were recruited far and wide. Why LSU?
Yeah, I loved the coaches, really. I mean, their recruiting style is what got me. I mean, I knew they – I never visited campus, and I just kind of rumbled. But I loved Dee Dee. She came to my gym. She came to my school. She came to my house. She was really – really interested in me as a person versus just me as a gymnast. And so I really felt like they cared. And then I was looking at pictures online of LSU, and it just looked like a lot of fun.
Gymnasts, as you know, generally peak in their teens, which means by the time girls get to college, it's hard to believe they're considered past their prime. So how do you get past that?
Well, you kind of need to change your training staff. You mean like coming to college and how do you get past what?
Yeah. Well, the...
how do you get past what?
Get past the fact that you may have been better at 16 than you are at 20 or 22.
Oh, well, it just comes with the territory. I mean, you hit puberty and things change. But I think, yeah, like changing your diet and changing your training schedule and style helps out a lot. And happens to everybody, so you just got to go with it.
Now, we've discussed this, but it's subjective scoring. So this isn't like you get 6 points for a touchdown. You get one
run,
you get one run for a home run, or four if three men are on base or three women are on base. But the subjective scoring, that has to be exasperating.
Yeah, it definitely can be. And, you know, depending on what color leotard you're wearing, it can change your score, which is frustrating. But like I said before, you you just have to give the judges nothing to take away. You know, just try to be as perfect as you can.
Now, Susan, you know the program is at a peak now, but the facilities are as good or better than anybody in the country. The tradition is now in place. How far can the program go in the next few years?
Well, I want to make a correction. That facility is the finest in the world, not just the country, the world.
The world.
And I've, you know, Edie's very proud of it, and so are all of her alumni. The program's on the up and up, and to see how far it's come since I was a gymnast 7 years ago is remarkable. You know, the PMAC is filled. Her team is second 2 years in a row, whereas, you know, we were just happy to make the Super Six, you know, so now in 7 years, it's grown, and I definitely think it's just going to continue to grow from here, and I'm excited to watch it do stuff.
And a listener wants to know what you did when you left, and of course, as many great athletes who don't have a professional outlet, you found another way to continue your athletic voyage in the circus. How did that go?
I did. Yeah, so I toured with Cirque du Soleil for 2 years in Europe and got to continue performing and flipping, and it was awesome. I mean, it was a really great way to continue to flip, but also to see the world and to get paid doing that.
And you're still on good terms with the program, obviously, and in contact with the athletes and the coaches. How have they responded to the disappointment of not winning the national
title? I don't think they're disappointed at all. I mean, they gave it their all. They fought like hell. OU is a really hard team to beat. And in any other given year, I mean, we probably would have won it with the score that we had. It's just, I mean, OU did what they needed to do. And, I mean, we broke a lot of records this year. We won the SECs, which hasn't happened in a long time. We have three national champions. We got the highest score in the prelims ever. So, I mean, I don't think they're disappointed. I think they, you know, they wanted to win, but they'll take second, and they'll take everything else that came along with this season. And maybe this will add a little bit more fuel to the fire that they need for next year to kick OU's ass.
So is OU that good that they're going to be the favorites to win number three next year, third in a row?
Well, we got to see who they bring in. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, LSU has quite a program, and as stated, next to football and baseball, I think women's gymnastics is now the top sport beyond those two, and certainly the top women's sport on campus, and it hasn't always been that way.
It's really exciting to see.
It took a long time. The SEC is competitive. Three of the top five finishers were from the Southeastern Conference, which was won by LSU for the first time since 1981. So certainly the competition in the conference is extreme, in addition to having the University of Oklahoma waiting in the wings.
Right. It is a tough conference, but it only makes us better, I think.
There you go. I like your spirit, and hopefully we'll have occasion to talk with your mentor, Dee Dee Bro, who's stayed the course for 40 years at the Old War School. Not many people last 40 years in one place, especially at Louisiana State University. But she's done it, and I know you credit her with much of your success, Susan.
Yes, I do.
Susan Jackson, one of a kind in the 2010 Honda Award winner, and extremely proud of how her alma mater did in the national championship competition, finishing second to the University of Oklahoma. Take care, Susan.
All right, thanks, Jim.